Welcome to your new Hollywood. You get it? Got it? Good.
To episode 37 of Your New Hollywood, You Get It, Got It, Good. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Gabrielle. Kia, my regular wing gal, was unable to join us today. But don't fret, everyone. We have development executive Dan Evans co-hosting, and I am so grateful he was able to join. Today, we have a great discussion for you guys. We're going to be chatting about YouTube and have a special guest. Staff writer Sam Gutel of TubeFilter.com will be giving us an eagle-eye view of some of the top 10 original YouTube channels and downloading us on who's watching them and why. If you're anything like me, folks, you are on YouTube quite often. It's a black hole of deliciousness. Anywho, grab a snack, and we'll see you on the other side. Sam Gutel is a staff writer at TubeFilter.com. Thanks for joining us, Sam.
It is my pleasure to be here.
And you know what? We're going to dive right in because you're just this black hole of information. Do you think you can sort of take our listeners who are not quite familiar with these Google/YouTube original channels and just sort of give us a little bit of brief history of the initial launching of this?
Sure. So YouTube was founded in 2005, and then a couple of years after that, I believe it was 2006, earlier than I thought, it was purchased by Google. And so Google now owns YouTube. They've owned YouTube for a long time now. And Google decided, well, we want to make an investment in original content on YouTube. You know, we don't want it to be just people uploading videos of their cats. We want to have these curated channels that we are going to finance, and then we're going to help promote them, and they're going to be awesome. So they sank $100 million into this project. The channel list was revealed last November. I'm sorry, November 2011. It's 2013. And so there were 100 channels, give or take a few, 99 or 98, but right around 100 channels included in this project. And some of them were brand new, just started right at the time that the initiative, the YouTube Original Channels initiative, got started. And others were existing channels that were just getting beefed up by this added cash flow. So, you know, you mentioned the Fine Brothers. The Fine Brothers have their channel, which is not considered a YouTube Original Channel. It's just a YouTube Partner Channel because they make money off of their views, but they're technically not the YouTube Original Channel. But then they have the My Music Show, which is their sitcom about sort of an office of record label employees. And that was included in the YouTube Original Channels initiative. So that is designated as a YouTube Original Channel. So there's about 100 of these original channels, or at least there were at first. Now there's even more of them. But that's sort of considered to be where the money is, most money is going from Google to YouTube, is through these 100 original channels.
Mm-hmm. And they recently launched their new studios out in L.A., which look amazing.
Yeah, that was their second. They have a creator space in London, and now they have a new one in L.A. And that's another thing where, you know, they are sort of giving away free classes to creators, and they're really sinking a lot of manpower and money into these original channels, and just sort of with the goal of increasing the general quality of YouTube videos and making people want to stay there for a longer period of time than just 10 seconds.
Shane Dawson's one of them, right?
So Shane Dawson is a YouTube partner. I mean, because there's thousands of YouTube partners, which is basically anyone who is getting paid
right
in some capacity. So Shane Dawson is one of the most popular YouTube partners. I'm not sure if he's involved
in
an original channel.
I thought he was actually one of the channels, but okay. So how do they differentiate that, or do they care if the people watching know?
I don't think they care if the people watching know, but you can. There is a page on YouTube where you can go, and it lists all of the original channels, which are now close to 200 of them. They've added a lot, mostly international. But if you just search, like, YouTube original channel, you should be able to pull up this page that I'm staring at right now that has all the original channels. So if Shane Dawson does have one here, it's not his main channel.
Okay.
And once these started launching, do you know when people like Nielsen and Ad Age started tracking them?
Well, I'm not sure exactly when Ad Age and Deadline and all these people started tracking them.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that they do.
How many different people are tracking them, do you know?
Well, people track different things. You know, Ad Age is tracking just sort of by total aggregate views for these YouTube original channels, which is sort of skewed because, as I said, some of them were around before and some of them just came around when it became a project. And then you've got Deadline, who does weekly rankings. It's just saying who is getting views this week. And that's also, you know, generally skewed in a different way towards who's getting views now. And actually, we at TubeFilter, we do our own original channel with this company called, our own original channel chart with this company called Unruly.
Mm.
And we call it the YouTube Original Channel's Viral Video Chart, and it's just saying which videos were shared the most from the YouTube Original Channels over the past whatever time period you put in.
Well, fudge, I don't know which one to look at now.
Ours, obviously.
Of course, TubeFilter.com. What was I thinking? I didn't even know you guys did track them. I had no idea, but now I know.
Yeah, it's just something that we're doing with Unruly just to sort of see, you know, is it all music videos that are getting shared on social media? Or, you know, what else is breaking through and sort of becoming popular in the moment? But as for which one you should follow, you know, I don't know if you need to follow any of them.
Mm.
Because the most important thing is subscribers. That is how you build an audience on YouTube, is by getting subscribers. Because you can get a video with 5 million views and never have anyone watch any of your other stuff ever again. But if you have a million subscribers, people are just going to keep coming back and back and back and back, and you're going to get an obscene amount of views. So it's the kind of thing where when you go to a channel, you can say, how many subscribers does this have? And if it has a lot, it's fairly irrelevant to the views that it's getting because it's popular. The one that comes to mind is SourceFed, which is Philip DeFranco's like news program on YouTube. And it's an original channel and it has 708,000 subscribers, which is a lot.
Now, this is the one where you have like five or six of people who are sitting on the same couch delivering all kinds of news, pop culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff like that. They never leave that sofa.
It must be comfortable.
And it's got to be comfortable, you know, for them to be sitting on it all the time. But they seem to be like friends on a sofa delivering the news.
Yeah. I mean, and there are 708,000 people who will watch anything that they put out.
Now, these people are getting subscribers the old-fashioned way by just putting out great content, correct?
Right. Well, it helps for Phil DeFranco that he is, you know, he's got his other channel, his own channel, where he has the Phil DeFranco show.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's the one on the couch. SourceFed is sort of just on like a plain background, people talking about the news. The Phil DeFranco show is the one that's on the couch, people talking about the news.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
And that one's got 2.3 million subscribers. So
what
DeFranco did is he said, I'm just going to get a fraction of my ridiculous number of subscribers to come to my YouTube original channel, and it's one of the most popular YouTube original channels.
Good Lord. And now Google has hit this point where they are deciding who to renew and who not to renew, meaning who to continue contributing funds to and who not to.
Right. So they recently said that they want to invest more money in the YouTube Original Channels initiative, but they said they only want to reinvest in 20% of the original channels. So, you know, about 20 or so are going to get more money, And to the other 80 or so, they're going to say, yeah, you know, you didn't do well enough, or you don't need this money. Google, we do whatever we want. And so the question is, which channels are they going to renew? And it seems like it should be a simple question, saying, oh, they're just going to take the top 20 with the most subscribers, and those will get them the most money. But from what we've seen, we haven't seen much from them, but from what we've seen, that's not going to be the case. It's hard to tell what Google's exact strategy is. The only channel we know that will be renewed is Town Square, which is a news channel run by the Young Turks, which is extremely popular.
And that's the only – they're claiming that they're going to be – Town Square was the one that you mentioned, and they're claiming that they're going to be the only news channel that's going to be renewed, correct?
Right, out of about four news channels. There aren't a ton of news channels. And there are some channels like Slate Star is one that we really like at Tube Filter, that it's a news channel, but it's not classified that way. So they're just saying in terms of, like, hard news channels, they're the one that's getting renewed.
Which one is the one that's one of your faves at Tube Filter? I couldn't quite understand the name of
it. Slate Star.
Okay, Slate Star.
Like, it's run by Slate.
Okay.
They have this great series of videos, political combat during the election, where they took all of the various presidential candidates and made them fight each other in Mortal Kombat. And it was really amazing and really well done. So we like Slate Star.
I miss that. We hope
that they will get a little more coin.
I miss that one. I totally miss that one.
Hey, like what you're listening to? Should check out our blog at www.yougetitgotitgood.com. Or you can always shoot us an email at podcast@yougetitgotitgood.com.
Well, now, I guess I was going to ask you if you could sort of walk us through what's considered to be the top 10 original channels. And given what you've told us in terms of the various tracking services that are out there, I'm trying to decide which one would you go by. It would be the Tube Filter list, right?
Well, obviously, because Tube Filter is the best website on the internet.
I needed you to say that. Of course. So according to Tube Filter and Unruly, what's at the top of the top 10? What's at the top 10?
It's hard to say. I mean, So in all seriousness, our list is like a fun thing, but it's not, you know, I wouldn't use it to try to figure out what are the top 10 original channels, because it's just sort of on a very video-by-video basis. But there are certain channels that keep popping up in there, one being Red Bull. Red Bull's channel is absurdly popular. They get millions and millions of views every week with their extreme sports videos. I mean, I'm sure you guys heard about Red Bull Stratos, where they drop someone from space, because why not?
That was amazing video, and I tell you, if people weren't aware of Red Bull, they are now.
Right. I mean, their YouTube presence is amazing, and they are in the YouTube Original Channels Initiative, and they're actually the number one brand on YouTube in terms of sort of the number of views that they get, and their number of staff, more than 500 million views that they've gotten.
Well, I'm not into extreme sports, but I do watch it.
Right. I mean, it's cool. It doesn't, you know, yes, it's playing to YouTube's younger demographic, but even if you're not, it's just cool to, like, watch a guy jump out of space and not splatter himself against the ground.
And their core audience being probably teenage boys.
Right, which is, that's the YouTube audience. I mean, if you look at the top channels, another really popular one is, right now, is Machinima Prime.
Right.
Which is
that's
sort of the right. It's a great channel. I mean, it's the web series arm of Machinima, which is just a very popular video game network. And so they did their big series was Halo Forward Unto Dawn, which was a 5-part web series based on Halo, and it had these incredible production values. It cost like $10 million to make it, which is nothing in film, but for YouTube, that's unheard of.
Mm.
And so that was super, super popular. Each episode got millions and millions of views. And because if you're a teenage boy, what else do you want to watch besides like a cool action movie about Halo?
Well, it's sort of like a continuation of the video game for them. I mean, I'm sure these stories were original and not, you know, they're not, they haven't already been told in the video game itself, correct?
Well, it was a prequel. Halo 4 was released right after Forward and Stone ended. So it was like a prequel web series.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I was a 13, 14-year-old boy, I'd be drooling over that. Sure.
Right, so that's who watches YouTube videos. So if you want to talk about, you know, the top 10, it's probably just sort of 10 channels that teenage boys like, you know, Red Bull and Mission Prime. Awesomeness TV is a very popular one.
It didn't take that one long to just sort of spring to the top of things. Awesomeness TV was bought by Brian Robbins, who was the producer of All That for all of you Nickelodeon heads out there. But I think they want to be a contender to Nick.
Well, they are. Yeah, I could see that because they are really playing to the same demographic that Nick is playing to.
Sure.
Sort of that the younger teenager who wants to be, you know, wants all this programming that's sort of more polished and sort of polished. Polished is a good word. I'm just going to leave it at that one.
Oh, okay.
You know, Awesomeness TV has sort of news series like, you know, the old, you know, Nick News program. And then I don't know if that's still around on Nick. I haven't watched Nickelodeon in 15 years.
Mm.
But, you know, so they've got that. They've got original web series. They've got a show Runaways that's just sort of this dramatic series about teen angst. So they are definitely playing to a similar demographic as Nickelodeon, maybe slightly older, but again, I'm not really sure about what's on Nickelodeon these days.
Well, iCarly's on, although it's still, it came to an end.
It's finished.
It's finished, but they're still running it. Gee, Dan, this is embarrassing. I'm not even watching it right now.
That's the reason that they took a 25% drop in their ratings.
I love you, Nick. Please come back to us. Please, for the love of Pete. Pete and Pete, for the love of Pete and Pete.
they've got a lot of animated stuff. Yeah.
I was going to ask if The Adventures of Pete and Pete is still around.
They just had a big reunion.
Yeah, they just had a big reunion. Yeah. Yeah,
totally. Everybody came back.
Yes.
Like everybody came back. It was a big deal.
It was a big deal. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. So you ended with Machinima. It's not surprising that that one's doing well. I see that Mondo is, like, at least according to Ad Age, came in at number one.
Right, so that's the thing. So Mondo is, like, a huge, huge animation network. I mean, they have all of these different animated shows that, I don't know, is the idea of a YouTube network something that needs explaining? I mean, I can go into that.
Please.
Too. Yeah, so YouTube channels are just individual channels that you go to. And then sometimes you've got companies like Machinima, like Mondo, like Maker Studios is a big one that's been in the news recently, at least in our space. And so they say, you know, we're going to collect multiple channels and we're going to sort of help them monetize their efforts in return for them being a part of our network. And so that's how YouTube Network gets started. So Mondo Media is this big YouTube network, you know, that has sort of hundreds of channels within it. And the actual original channel part of Mondo Media, you know, is not actually, I mean, it's the Mondo channel, yes, but they were around and doing things well before Google ever gave them any money.
Mm.
So they're certainly one of the most popular YouTube original channels, but it's hard to even think of them as a YouTube original channel just because they were in the space so far before. I mean, they were popular before YouTube.
Wow.
You know, wow. Happy Tree Friends was,
Happy
you know,
Tree
back
Friends.
In,
yeah.
Back in the early 2000s, that was really popular.
They have Happy Tree Friends and another one called Dick Figures. I'm not going to look into
figures.
That.
But that was, you know, that was a thing where, like, you know, how do you gauge Mondo's success being an already established YouTube network versus a channel like Machinima Prime that sort of just got started up when the YouTube Original Channels Initiative got started.
Hmm.
And so it's very hard to make that comparison. And so for me, instead of just saying, you know, and I think that, you know, my colleagues at TubeFilter feel similarly, is that instead of saying, you know, which ones are getting the most views right now, you know, we're going to say which ones are, do we think are heading in the general right direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of, you know, we wrote an article, I know, Gabby, you read this article, just sort of about channels that we thought would get the added investment. And so one, a channel that I know you said you liked is Yum Yum F.
Yeah.
Which is sort of this collection. It started by Justin Lin, who's sort of a film guy.
The film guy. And, okay, Dan, are you getting an allergic reaction yet? He's not just a film guy to Dan. He's sort of a god. He directed the Fast and the Furious.
Right.
Yeah. A genius series of movies.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the Fast and the Furious. It's good.
Thank
you.
I agree. I'm not objecting. But yes, he did direct the Fast and the Furious.
But yeah, so Justin Lin started Yum Yum F, and he sort of has ties to a lot of really popular creators. You know, Brian Higa is right now the third most subscribed creator on YouTube. He's got over 6 million people who subscribe to his channel, and he's very involved in Yum Yum F. And Chester C is a popular musician who's involved with them, Kev Jumba. So Yum Yum F is just this network of where all of these popular YouTube stars come together. And it's one where it wasn't started that long ago, but it's already got almost 500,000 subscribers and more than 31 million views.
And they're really sort of putting an Asian twist on things. Am I correct? Well, first of all, Yum Yum F, as Dan helped me understand, it's you offend me, you offend my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the acronym.
Okay.
Popular.
Why? I don't know.
It's a popular kung fu translation. It shows up in a lot of kung fu movies. You've offended my something. You've offended.
Right.
And yeah.
Exactly.
So they're playing that off.
They seem to have a special niche in which, a niche or whatever, in which they are presenting a lot of popular Asian talent that has gone untapped. And this is why I really do think it's going to blow up. Because, well, Ryan Higa and Kev Jumba have been on YouTube since they were like 10.
Right.
And Chester C., I don't think anyone's ever really heard of him except for the people who are following him on YouTube. But now he's got more of a wider audience. They also have short, like film shorts that are done by Asian directors. All kinds of things that they've had sort of sitting in their closet that they've wanted people to see but never had an audience for. And it seems like they're just uploading a go-go and exposing people to this stuff, which I think is just amazing.
Right. I mean, they're doing a great job. And a lot of their talent, so there's this, I guess you'd call it a YouTube supergroup called YTF. Now I'm forgetting what YTF stands for. Yesterday, tomorrow, forever, I think.
Yes.
That's what it is, yeah. And YTF, you know, sort of contains Ryan Higa and Kev Jumba. He left it, but he was there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Garcia, who works with them a lot, and Chester C. And a lot of them happen to be Asian. And, you know, yes, there is a definite Asian theme. You know, I don't think it's, I think they're moving away from that almost a bit. You look at Internet Icon, which is, you know, this reality show they do where they're trying to find next big YouTube star. You know, that's...
It was great.
Yes, and they're doing a second season, and the host is going to be the winners of the first season, the brothers Rydell.
Which I think is great. They are hysterical.
Yep, I agree. I like them.
They are wonderful. They're fantastic. And they won $5,000, and the purse has been raised to $10,000 now. I think it did very well.
Yum Yum F is really branching out. You know, it's easy to just say, oh, they're the Asian original channel. Because so many of these original channels are just playing to extremely specific niches. You know, you've got, oh, you know, Wigs, that's like the girl channel.
Excuse me.
And, oh, you know, Trash Lab, that's the hipster channel. And, oh, you know, Yum Yum F, that's the Asian channel. But I think they're doing a great job of sort of just becoming this great locus for top quality content creation.
Well, you can't go wrong with Justin Lin. I mean, I don't know if anyone has seen the video that they launched to introduce the network, Banana Apocalypse, but you have to watch it.
Right. Well, it's great production value.
Oh, you kidding? I mean, it's just beyond.
It's pretty great. I do enjoy me some Banana Apocalypse.
I mean, I thought it was fantastic. And I was sort of like, they covered all their bases in terms of telling you what to expect from them as a channel. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they put out. But we're going to cover some more of these. We're going to cover five more of these. But we're going to take a little break and for our identification. And we'll be right back.
Like what you're listening to? Then shoot an email to podcast@yougetitgotitgood.com or leave a comment on our blog at yougetitgotitgood.com.
And we're back, folks, with Sam Gutel from tubefilter.com, and we're talking about some of the top 10 or supposedly top 10. I don't even know anymore. Oh, my God. Channels that are on YouTube. Sam, I noticed that WWE Fan Nation is one of them, which is not surprising.
Right, because who likes the WWE? The answer is teenage boys.
Teenage boys, yes.
It's a really simple formula, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're 16, what do you want to watch? And the answer is, you know, sweaty grown men bashing chairs over each other's heads.
Okay.
It is entertaining.
It's entertaining. I mean, I'm not into it. I mean, that's a whole nother subculture. That's a culture that I just don't get. But they definitely get to see a side of these wrestlers that they don't get on television and, you know, get to see them do silly things. So it's not surprising that it's in the top 10. But anyway, what else is there?
I mean, so you can look, you know, if you look on the Deadline one, that's good because you have right next to each other the weekly views and the total views. So you can sort of see which ones are both doing well in the moment and have done well overall. And so Red Bull is both number one in weekly views and in total views. It's right here at the top.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that one. It's great. You know, number two is another one that gets a lot of weekly views and total views. That's the Warner Sound, which is Warner Music's YouTube original channel. But that's a good example of why it's tough to use views because, you know, the Warner Sound in total has 298 million views.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 298 million views, one second. Yeah, so out of those 298 million views, 188 million which is way more than 50%, come from the Flo Rida whistle video by itself. and it's just, you know, and I'm sure the 13 million weekly views that they had last week were just like, you know, 13 million people at parties who are bringing up their YouTube playlist and they want to listen to Flo Rida, so they play that song and they don't realize the impact they're having on Google's metrics.
Right.
Well, I guess we'll see what's up when they take it down, which they probably never will. So, you know, I watched Warner Sound, and I think the one thing that I found sort of a, well, maybe not a disappointment, or I felt like, you know, it sort of wasn't that all that different from if you went to, like, the Warner website for the company, and you had a list or choice of looking at all these EPKs that they have for their various artists. I was like, what sets that channel aside from just going to the Warner website? But then I took another look at it maybe about a week ago, and I see they have a variety show on there that's sort of like a takeoff of a Japanese variety show, something like you might have seen in Lost in Translation, where they have a host and all these Japanese women and people running around doing crazy things. And in the middle of things, they have a Warner music artist do a performance and then back to the show. Have you seen this, Dan?
No.
Dan, okay.
Dan.
Man, you need a name like John or something.
You can call me Pete.
Have you seen
Pete.
This? Pete. Okay, but Sam, have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I have not, but maybe I should check it out. I always just assume that the Warner Sound was just that place with that one Flo Rida video, but maybe I have them all wrong.
I think you might have them wrong. It looks like they're trying to do a little something there. What I don't know, but I was kind of curious and kind of giggled when I saw this variety show of sorts. So it seems like somebody there is thinking and saying, you know what, we need more depth. So we'll see what they have.
I'm curious about PBS Digital Studios for a second. Mm. I know that's off topic, but it keeps showing up on your page.
I love PBS Digital Studios. They're not in the YouTube original channels initiative, but they're great. I mean,
yeah, I mean they keep popping up like virally, and I'm surprised I didn't see them coming. I was just wondering if you have any insight on them.
They got on my radar when they sort of gave us the PBS Idea Channel, which is just this awesome channel where this guy makes these crazy theories about the internet. And Dan, if you thought that you were dorky, this is like the dorkiest channel on YouTube, bar none. I mean, so, you know, they'll title videos things like, you know, like, what do Santa and wrestling have in common? Are cell phones replacing reality? Is nostalgia the reason Adventure Time is popular? Is YouTube making us smarter? Things like this. And then, you know, the host will go into, like, this six-minute diatribe.
Right.
Using, like, everything from, like, Immanuel Kant to, like, Quick Meme to, like, Theodore Roosevelt to 4chan. And he just goes all over the place. And it's just these great rapid-fire videos, and I can't get enough of them. And so then PBS Digital Studios has done all of this other stuff. You know, their new show is this one, Okay to be Smart, which is just sort of like a educational science-y program.
But it seems like they're taking everything, like, they're taking all the stuff that's still the core of PBS, that kind of, you know, be smart, here's interesting right. literature, whatever. But they're making it actually accessible. It's not like behind a wall of elite liberalism.
They are. I mean, because they're trying to play to that, you know, the younger, hipper YouTube audience, but...
I mean, I think it was telling when the Mr. Rogers video hit.
Oh, yeah. Was it the rap video of sorts?
Yeah, the remix of the Mr. Rogers episodes. And then that thing just blew up, like, virally. Like, all of a sudden, people, a wide range of people were telling me about how much they love that video. And you're like, look at PBS kind of changing things up on everybody.
Their stuff is great. I mean, when you spend your day looking at sort of inane videos for 15-year-olds, it's really refreshing to sort of find a collection of channels that's, you know, smart and mature and very, very clever.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing in that way, without naming any channels in particular, because then I would not be doing my job that well.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out. There's just so many to see. It's just, oh, my gosh. I'm subscribed to most of them. It's just, I don't know. It's just hard to keep up in terms of the top 10. I do like Wigs. I know it's not in the top 10, but I'm a girl. Forgiveth me.
Well, I like Wigs, too, even though it's not for me.
It's not for you. I guess for people who don't know.
Okay, well, Wigs is started by John Avnet and what's the other guy? Rodrigo
Garcia, who was the director of Albert Nobbs, and I think he created In Treatment. I'm not sure for HBO or Showtime. Which channel?
HBO,
yeah. And John Avnet, I think he directed or produced
Black Swan.
Right.
I thought.
Yes, he did.
And so there, you know. They made this channel, Wigs, which every show is just named a single female first name. And they brought in all of these sort of high-profile Hollywood actresses to star in their YouTube series. You know, Julia Stiles.
Jennifer Beals.
Jennifer Beal. Who else? A bunch. Really
Jenna Maloney, America Ferrara. A number of people have been on it, and I think one of their first was the one with Julia Stiles called Blue, in which she plays a prostitute who works at a sort of like a really tired, lonely company by day, but she's a prostitute at night, and she does this all to support her son.
Right. So it's these very serious, dramatic, you know, well-shot drama web series.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with all the Russian stuff that's coming out? Like all the car cameras and there's just so much, the FPS studio stuff.
Well, FPS Russia is different. That's a guy who's just putting on a Russian accent and pretending to be Russian. He's from Georgia.
Oh, really? So, I thought he was actually from Russia.
Not even remotely. You know, he's from Georgia, and he's super, super popular. Not really because he has a Russian accent, more because he
blows
shoots
stuff up.
Guns. Yeah. The Russian car videos are just
insane.
It's like every time I think I've seen this one before, but it's a different way in which someone very nearly kills himself but manages to escape severe bodily harm.
It's a crazy thing to watch, and it amazes me that there's so much video. I guess there was my friend was telling me that there's the insurance companies are more likely to actually give you your payment if you're in an accident if you actually have the video camera. But it's turned into this weird cottage industry where suddenly YouTube is like half, you know, WWF and half Russian car crashes. Not to mention all the stuff where they're jumping off of buildings and bungee jumping.
Right. And if you search Russia car on YouTube, the first auto, the suggestion is Russia car crash compilation.
Yeah. Which is
so
awesome.
There's like a million of them.
I'm just
yeah,
shaking my
I don't know.
Head.
I don't think there's anything to do in Russia except for just film people very nearly killing themselves.
There was a point in the middle of that compilation where I started to wonder if people just get bored and turn their cars towards each other just to see what happens. Because there are just so many insane accidents.
That's horrible. Hey peeps, Gabrielle here. If you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you'd follow us on Twitter. We're at U, the letter U, get it, got it good. And we'd love to hear your show ideas, questions, and or comments. Feel free to email us. We're at podcast@yougetitgotitgood.com. Okay, I'm out. Enjoy the rest of the show. You know what, Sam? Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'd love to have you back, you know, sometime in the future when we get an idea of who they've decided to go with and pour more money into and what some of these top 10 channels are morphing into.
I would love to come back once we know which ones they're renewing, and I can come back and learn that I was completely wrong about who I thought. Because obviously that's going to be the case.
Well, just for the future, if people want to follow you on Twitter, is it okay to give out your Twitter handle?
That is perfectly fine. My Twitter handle is @Gutelle, my last name. That is spelled GUTELLE.
Okay.
I can't promise that I'll tweet up a storm. I'm still working on that, but you can at least follow me. And, you know, be sure to check out, follow Tube Filter as well.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
@TubeFilter, and you can, you know, check out our blog. We post every single day.
You post every single day, and you're always on top of it. And I think that's why you're having trouble juggling the Twittering, because you're too busy writing all these great articles about what's going on. The net.
Yeah, I'm too busy doing research.
Too busy doing research and watching YouTube and letting us all know what's going on there. And I highly recommend people go to TubeFilter.com. And again, just so you know, they are hosting the Streamy Awards. And what date does that come on? Is it streaming online?
February 17th, and that will be available online at streamies.org.
And don't worry, people, if you didn't, you know, be able to jot this down. This will all be on our blog at yougetitgotitgood.com. Once again, Sam Gutelle, thank you so, so much for doing the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.